On the verge of busy Interstate 10 in Beaumont, a drum-shaped building stands sentinel to the memory of a hometown girl. Babe Didrikson Zaharias became known as the greatest woman athlete of modern times. She also put Beaumont on the world map when she won 2 gold medals and 1 silver in track and field events at the 1932 Olympics. The multi-talented Babe went on to excel as an amateur and pro golfer, winning 82 tournaments before cancer cut her career short. She died in 1956 at age 45. But the Southeast Texas town where she grew up never forgot the confident competitor who once said, "The Babe is here, who's coming in second?" The Babe Didrikson Zaharias Museum was completed in 1976 at a cost of $154,000. It's a 2-story high cylinder of buff brick, accented with white fluted pilasters, and topped with a gold dome roof. To save money, Beaumont architect Milton Bell designed it simply, yet cleverly, to evoke the Babe's greatest claim to fame. From a bird's eye view, the museum, 2 adjacent blue-tiled fountains, and 2 flag plazas in front form 5 interconnecting rings representing the Olympic symbol. Towering evergreens and low manicured shrubs along walkways soften the austere roadside location. The building also serves as Beaumont's visitor center. The windowless one-room structure is Spartan, turning attention inward to its contents. Medals, trophies, photographs, equipment, and memorabilia from Babe's early life and wide-ranging career are housed in 18 lighted display cases lining the perimeter. Next to the reception desk are her golf bags. Hung high above everything else is a life-size oil portrait of the Babe in sweater, skirt, and saddle oxfords. She's taking a swing and looking absolutely certain the ball will shoot straight to its target.